This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Hour number two. We're kicking it off right now. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Michael.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And I did pull up the indictment of the man who is being accused of plotting terrorism, Hashir, the latest one, Hashir Jalal Taheb, who's 21 years old, and he is a skinny-looking dude. He looks like my old roommate. Not a particularly intimidating-looking character, but if you're going to set off a bomb, it doesn't matter what you look like, right?
Right.
And so what happened? Well, apparently the report here at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution wasn't inaccurate, because I was wondering if they were writing this correctly when they said that the dude put his vehicle up for sale, and that's when an FBI informant reached out to show interest. According to the actual indictment written by the agent filed in court on or about August 25th, 2018, Mr. Taheb advertised his vehicle for sale, after which an FBI confidential human source, which they'll refer to as CHS number one, said he was interested in purchasing Taheb's vehicle. On or about September 2nd, Taheb met an FBI undercover employee, UCE number one, for the same reason. So they sent two people to purchase, mm-hmm. to try to purchase his vehicle from him. On or about October 28th, so this is now 2 months later, Taheb met with CHS-1 in Cumming, Georgia. Taheb advised CHS-1 that he planned to travel overseas for Hijra and planned to sell his car to fund his travel. In or about July of 2018, Taheb had applied for a passport and said his previous passport had been misplaced. Because he had no passport, Taheb could not travel abroad, and he advised CHS number one that he wished to conduct an attack in the United States against targets such as the White House and the Statue of Liberty.
So he just came out and said this?
Apparently, and the strange thing is, there's a 2 month window here. So between point number four and point number five in this document.
We don't really know what happened between those 2 months, whether they were having conversations, whether this guy was leading him on or feeling him out or prepping him or whatever they were doing.
Yeah, I'm just rolling through the complaint here just to make sure there's not a point at which they go back in time, and they don't. It's every single point here is an advancement in the timetable of this. So for 2 months, this guy was talking with confidential human source number one, presumably, because he wants to sell his car, and...
And they never bought the car?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that may happen later, because, again, they do tend to help these guys conduct their violence.
Because, you know, somebody's trying to sell their car, and they put it on Craigslist or whatever. They're trying to sell the car. Are they not?
Right, not have a two-month-long conversation with the person who seems interested in buying the car.
Right.
And then starts asking you what you need the money for, what your plan is. I mean, it's an awfully friendly buyer in that particular case.
Yeah, I would, you know, I'd probably hang up on somebody like that.
So let's go on with the summary, and rather than reading directly from the affidavit, which is, you know, many pages here, I'm going to go back to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's story. So, again, he claims he wanted to engage in these attacks. Taheb explained that jihad was an obligation, that he wanted to be a martyr, says the complaint. A few days later, there was another meeting in Alpharetta, during which Taheb allegedly showed a worker a composition notebook with a hand-drawn map of the ground floor of the West Wing in the White House. Taheb seemed to believe the informant and FBI worker would join his plot if they could find weapons, according to the document. By mid-December, Taheb had allegedly broadened the scope of places he wanted to attack to include the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, and a synagogue. He said he wanted to use handguns, IEDs, and AT-4 anti-armor weapon and hand grenades.
Now, where did this guy get the AT-4 anti-armor weapon? Where did this come into his head from?
I have no idea.
Does this guy have a military background? I mean,
he looks like a kid. I mean, no. That doesn't mean he wasn't in the military,
but
he's only 21.
What did he say? He was 21?
Yeah.
21, yeah.
So I think if he was in the military, it would have said that, yeah, that he was in the military. maybe the FBI agents have like a little booklet of potential war weapons that they tantalize these wannabe killers with. Like, well, I mean, we can probably get you one of these anti-tank guns. How'd you like one? How'd you like one of those? We'll get you anything that you want. What do you need?
Yeah,
they just want you to say that you want to, you know, destroy something.
Right.
And they want you to further that plot along, so they give you all the things that you need if you are one of these dupes who, you know, and then these people have always been these sort of easily manipulable loner types who, yeah, maybe he was being radicalized. Okay, so that was what started this whole thing, was that there was a report coming in from somebody in the community, and a report I saw earlier suggested that it was actually somebody who was, like, you know, in the in an Islamic religion with this person.
Okay,
but
okay.
I haven't seen that in this story, so maybe that wasn't accurate. But regardless, somebody went to the police. They said, this kid's getting radicalized. And then the FBI came and took him all the way.
Yeah. The problem with this story is that even if he was radicalized on his own and the FBI just happened to catch him before he did anything, we've seen the FBI go after people so many times that had absolutely no chance of ever conducting an attack, or even people that weren't even radicalized before the FBI got hold of them, that yep. It's hard to believe that they're actually on the level now. And that's just... the FBI has a credibility problem.
Taheb here had, again, broadened the scope. Conversations continued into January, apparently, with Taheb allegedly discussing the growing the group, disdain for the United States and Israel, and various angles of the plot. He also expressed worry that his family would catch on to his plans, because, again, he's living with mom. The attack on the White House was supposed to involve driving on a road behind the building, creating a diversion, and shooting a hole through the building... to gain entry and kill people. It sounds like a video game, doesn't it?
Yeah, it kind of does. I mean, yeah. as a plot to actually go in and kill people, yeah, that kind of might, maybe, but I don't know. It does sound
it's
a little
not the
funny.
Best way to enter a building, let's just say that.
It's probably not the best way to enter the White House, either.
Right. On Wednesday, Taheb went to a Buford store parking lot for the purpose of him and the FBI agent exchanging their vehicles for semi-automatic rifles, explosive devices, and an AT-4, said the complaint. A second informant inspected the vehicles and told Taheb the money was in the ashtray of one of them. Second FBI worker then drove up with a tractor trailer, which had the weapons inside, though the FBI had rendered them useless. Taheb took the weapons in a backpack and was then arrested by the agents. And then they get to celebrate how they've saved
foiled
us
a, yeah, they
yet again.
A terrorist attack and saved everybody.
Well, are you out there listening to this? Do you feel safe yet? Did the FBI's job they did here make you feel as though you've really been rescued from an honest, you know, an honest-to-goodness terrorist here, somebody who really was going to do this without the assistance of the FBI?
Yeah, wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to find out here what exactly an AT-4 looks like, because it's a gun I'm not particularly familiar. Oh, my God, that's like a bazooka. The AT-4 is an 84-millimeter, unguided, portable, single-shot, recoilless, smoothbore weapon built in Sweden by Saab Bofors Dynamics. It is one of the most common light anti-tank weapons in the world. Mm. You can get your own for $1.4. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I thought that was $1.4 million. It's only $1,400?
No, you wouldn't have...
For a bazooka?
Is this like one of those shoulder-mounted...
yes.
Like, okay.
Yeah, the pictures here show troops, U.S. Marines, doing live fire with it.
Yeah, $1,500 for one. Yeah, okay.
My God, that seems really cheap for I mean, I've never looked at the prices of bazookas before, but $1,500, you can buy, you know, handguns for $1,500.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like your target shooting weapons, your chromed out whatevers, but yeah.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, I don't buy it. I mean, just like every other story, I don't buy the idea that this character, this Taheb, would have gone any further than just being angry on the Internet, right?
Or possibly in his mosque. I mean, maybe this guy was in his mosque talking to people and being angry, but you know, they could have talked him down. His imam could have straightened him out.
Instead, somebody went to the government, and now he's going to go to prison. Now he's going to go to prison for a long time. And yes, I know the argument here is, well, he did act it out, right? Like, he did. They kept setting the pieces up. He kept, you know, doing what they wanted him to. So he did go through the steps, and that's the argument on the other side.
They did lead him down that garden path. He did follow.
But would he have done anything if they hadn't have held his hand through the entire process? What do you think? This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey. He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll free, join us here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Michael.
855-450-3733. The Smart Cash Project is going pretty strong. I like a lot of things I'm hearing out of the Smart Cash world. SmartCash.cc, yes, it's another cryptocurrency. Yes, there are thousands of cryptocurrencies out there. So how do you pick a winner? Well, I don't have any idea. But I do like the ones that are run by libertarian-type folks.
That's helpful.
I think that, you know, people know the laws of economics, then that probably gives them a slight edge over the rest of the competition.
I mean, Satoshi Nakamoto was a libertarian.
Arguably, he absolutely was. And we don't know who's in charge, you know, we don't know who Satoshi Nakamoto is. Maybe he or she is still around, or maybe they passed away. Who knows? But cryptocurrency is going strong, and that's because of the innovation that is present in the world of crypto, with each cryptocurrency trying to do something a little bit different to compete with Bitcoin, to be more relevant, more interesting, maybe faster, maybe more secure, or whatever it is that they're trying to do. In the case of Smart Cash, of course, they're fast and secure and easy to use. That's simple enough to do. But what they're doing that's really different is they've got a voting system. Smart Cash has a voting system that allows everybody to participate. Rather than only the wealthiest of holders, anybody with one smart can vote. One smart equals one vote with Smart Cash. You go to smartcash.cc. You can also learn about their smart rewards, which is a price stabilization mechanism and a way to encourage long-term holding. What happens is if you have at least 1,000 smart in an address, a smart address, and you hold it there for at least a month's period of time, that's a certain window in that month. But anyway, it has to be there for at least a month, and it has to have no outgoing transactions during that time to qualify for smart rewards. So you get free smart, basically, as a result of just holding on to it. So go to smartcash.cc and learn more there. That's smartcash.cc. We're going back to your calls and thoughts. We're talking about the young guy. I mean, he looks like a very, very young person. He's 21 years old. Looks like somebody you'd see like in a gay club or whatever. He's like a real skinny kind of twink-looking kid. And he was busted by the FBI for trying to blow some stuff up. And he, of course, teamed up with an undercover FBI worker in order to do this, and a confidential informant who responded to his ad to purchase or to get rid of or to sell his car. And then he just started blabbing to them. They asked him whatever questions they needed to get him to reveal his plans, that he wanted to blow stuff up and wanted to go over to visit the Islamic State and so on.
I'm a little skeptical.
Well, you know, I don't disbelieve that some people can become radicalized. And this person was reported to the police as someone who had become radicalized. But I'm skeptical of the idea that he would have ever actually done something about it. Had he never teamed up with the FBI, had he simply sold his car, got a little bit of money, and then realized he had to go back to work because, you know, he couldn't afford the airline ticket or whatever to actually go over to the Islamic State, that he likely would never have done anything. I think that's the case for most of these guys and most of these stories where the FBI has just created these people out of whole cloth. They start with like a little seed of discontent, and then they turn it into an entire plot that never would have existed had it not been for the FBI.
Now, they find somebody who's just a little bit unhappy, and the FBI just, they radicalize them. I mean, the FBI is doing the work of radicalizing them and then arresting them.
He may have started. Maybe he was angry at the U.S. government for going in and destroying innocent lives around the world.
I mean, every American has at least one reason to be angry at the U.S. government.
Absolutely. But if you speak it online, look out, because they'll try to set you up. So the toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. To the fun. We got Matthew in Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Oh, yeah, the deal y'all were talking about at the beginning, I would totally take that deal. Numbers USA, they're kind of Malthusian.
The immigration?
Yeah. I would totally take that deal. Yeah, the Docker kids for $5 billion withdrawal. Yeah, no problem. I'll go for it. It is legal to buy bazookas. It is legal to buy rocket-propelled grenade launchers.
Mm-hmm. What's not legal? Yeah, you can buy them all you want. You do have to pay the $200 AOW stamp, but, you know.
By the way, before you go on, Matthew, I do want to give credit to the chat room on the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm who pointed out to me, which I had not noticed, even though it said it was a single-shot device. I didn't know that meant you can only use the thing once. I just thought that meant you can only load it with one shot. But this AT-4 that the FBI was going to supposedly give to Mr. Taheb, the man they then arrested, once they handed it to him.
Yeah, it only fires once. It's a useless chunk of metal after that.
Right. So when I was looking at the price, I was like, wow, $1,400? Huh?
It depends on the type. The ones they used in World War II, the actual one that is called the bazooka, could be reloaded.
No. We're talking about the AT-4 specifically.
We're talking about specifically the weapon that the FBI was saying they were going to hand this guy.
Yeah, so this is a weapon that, according to the folks in our chat room and also Wikipedia, is an anti-tank weapon, but it's a single-use weapon. There are plenty of multiple-use anti-tank weapons out there. This just isn't one of them. So when I was looking at the price, I was like, wow, $1,500 for a bazooka? No, it's not a bazooka. It's just a one-off. So $1,500, and then you need to spend another $1,500 if you ever want to fire another one of these things.
Right. Well, I mean, if you get a real World War II bazooka, that is such a collector's item. You would hate to fire even a practice round through it.
Oh, I bet.
But,
but
I have a theoretical question for you guys. So let me say that I'm going to use the magic of talk radio and make y'all the executive directors of the NRA. The question, do you invite Donald Trump to the annual meeting so y'all can have some FaceTime with him and explain to him that the membership is not particularly thrilled about the bump stock ban? Do you not invite him and let the whole world know, yeah, we ain't happy about this at all?
If I was the executive director of the NRA, what I would want to do is turn it into a gun rights organization.
When you say that that's going to surprise people. What do you mean, Michael?
Well, they are a gun rights organization every other year when the moon is in the correct phase and the planets are in the right alignment, I think. And then they just turn sort of weird.
Yeah,
they're having a little internal issue right now with something about some Russian spy going in there and boning some of the senior membership. And I'm like, so what? They have other guns besides the ones made out of metal.
Yeah, and that's what Russian spies do, isn't it?
Matthew, thanks for the call tonight.
I've never met one, but I would like to meet one like that. Ciao.
Thank you, sir. That's Matthew there. Now, when you said that they're not a gun rights organization, or you suggested
you mean? They tend to compromise a lot. The bump stock ban thing, and they just have a long history of compromise.
Right.
And so that's... Personally, I support the Gun Owners of America, which is the other gun rights organization that... The good one.
Right.
The one that actually supports gun rights 100% of the time.
Isn't JPFO also pretty good?
JPFO is very good, and they are focused more on the Jewish community, which is important, especially in light of like the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting a few weeks ago.
So, you want to join us here? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want, 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You want to sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here with us, just jump into our Discord server. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You do need the Discord app. It's free to download that. And then join one of those top four rooms there on our rooms listing. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. It's now been a full month since the partial government shutdown, and President Trump's proposed deal on Saturday doesn't seem to have made any headway with Democrats. Vice President Mike Pence spoke on Fox News.
What President Trump did here was he set the table for a deal.
Not long after the president had asked for border wall money again, congressional Democrats had made their own no-deal proposal. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
We have three words to the president. Open the government. 800,000 federal workers have been held hostage. They're being used as pawns. And if I don't get my way, I'm not going to pay these folks. That's a very bad, cruel thing to do.
Schumer is now calling for legislation to provide financial protection for those unpaid federal workers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, our Discord on-air call-in line rooms are there for you over at discord.lrn.fm. So hop on in there. The Discord server is your way to connect with other Free Talk Live listeners, not just during the show, but it's pretty busy during the show, but also pretty much any time of the day or night. There's people in there hanging out, talking about a variety of different things. So head over there to discord.lrn.fm. You can get interactive and do that for free. We've been telling you about a story out of Atlanta involving a young gentleman who got arrested by the FBI after the FBI basically held his hand through the process of radicalizing him.
Yeah, pretty much.
He purportedly started this process on his own. Somebody got, you know, tipped off at his, wherever was he was, somewhere in the community, and said, this person is being radicalized. Police got the tip. They turned it over to the FBI. The FBI set him up. They pretended like they wanted to buy his car from him, and that led to multiple conversations where he explained to them what he wanted to do, which was supposedly blow up the White House or somehow assault the White House by blowing a hole open with some sort of rocket-propelled grenade and or some kind of a
anti-tank
gun, and then bust in shooting people or something like that or whatever his crazy plot was.
But the point, of course, was that this is no different than any of the other FBI busts where they've busted and they've made a big old bunch of noise in the mainstream media about how they're saving us from terrorism, when the reality is they made this person into a terrorist. They helped him along. They gave him the excuse. They gave him the connections. The average kid, who, again, looks like he's, you know, just stepped out of a gay club or something like that, the average young guy who he admitted had never fired a gun in his life, where's this guy going to go to get an AT-4?
He's not. The only place he's going to get an AT-4 is from his nearest FBI agent if they decide to hand it to him rather than arresting him.
Yeah, well, that's what they did. They had to hand it to him before they arrested him. That way they, you know, because they could have given him a chance to leave. Like, he could have been like, you know what, never mind. I have my conscience. I'm leaving. I'm not going to do this anymore. And I guess presumably they wouldn't have arrested him, but maybe they would have anyway. I don't know. I don't know what kind of, you know, evidence they have to get a conviction in
who backs out of something like that after they've been talking to you for months and setting you up and
holding your hand through it and walking you through everything that you need to do. So we go back to your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Andrew. He's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, what's up? So I just wanted to say that. Hello?
Yeah, you're right here.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that there's a lot of people talking, all the isms, libertarianism, conservatism, all that stuff. I agree with a lot of the libertarian ideas, I think, in principle. But I just wanted to say, well, on the ground level, we have far more influence over our own, just to remind people, maybe young people, that we have far more influence over our own lives in a personal way to some degree. Like, you know, try to work in the system that you have until it changes. Like, you know, people talk about there's not opportunity out there. Well, I went to an inner city high school and public schools, went to VOTEC. From there, I went to community college, and that was, like, almost all free. And, you know, now I'm a registered nurse. I'm clearing $70,000 a year doing a part-time job. So what I'm saying is, like, there are yes, the system's broke, but there are still opportunities in it. Like, it's almost like if you need a car to go to your job, but all you have is a bicycle, by all means, use that bicycle until you can get that car. Like, until the government becomes more free, like, let's just kind of, like, focus on, and it ties in with that kid who, the kid who got kind of sucked into the government plot, which I believe they pick somebody who's alert and oriented enough to know what he's doing, but is easily influenced. Well, somewhere in there, I'm sure he had the thought of, like, this probably isn't the best thing to do. And so he should have practiced that in his own life. You know, we still have choice. We still have some choice. Just because a lot of choice is taken away from us doesn't mean we shouldn't use make the best decisions that we have in the arena that we're able to use it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's definitely true that, even though the government is oppressive and even though they're very expensive and awful many different ways, you are correct, Andrew, that there are still many opportunities. And college is highly overrated. You really don't need it for a lot of career paths in life. So,
indeed.
So beware that, you know, spending too much money on a thing that's going to just put you in debt for the rest of your life and not really
benefit you. A lot of it's
you.
Free, though. But I'm just saying, like, a lot of it, there's a lot of grants, there's Pell Grants, there's a lot
of... Yeah. For the people that are willing to look for it, they can probably find some good opportunities out there. Good call, Andrew. Thanks for sharing that tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And that's definitely true. I mean, we've got it pretty good. I mean, all things considered, we're not scraping out an existence on some patch of dirt somewhere trying to carry water from a nearby river just so we have, you know, enough water to wash our hands or, you know, bathe or something like that.
That's true. And there are still quite a few millions of people living that way.
And if that's how you want to live, then that's another thing. But, we've got a pretty decent life. Unfortunately, that's also part of the reason why the government has grown to the size that it is because people are so complacent. You know, it's like, oh, well, you got your shows to watch tonight. Make sure you don't miss your shows because, oh, there's a football game on. Don't forget about your team. There's all these things that, you know, keep people very busy, keep them very distracted. And why would anybody want to pay attention to the state of the world? It's depressing. You know, if you watch politicians, then you're going to get depressed because these people are always lying to you. They're always, you know, involved in some kind of scandal. You know, it's just the question is, what is the next scandal going to be? Not when. You know, it's inevitable that it's going to happen. You know, what is it going to be? Who's it going to involve? How, you know, how wide cutting will it be? It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, you don't have to, and you don't have to worry about that. You could be watching the Eagles play the Rams tonight, but instead you're here listening to us. So
you could be watching and listening, though, couldn't you?
Right? Yeah, well, like, I suppose you could.
You don't have to turn the sound up to watch a football game.
Oh, right? Yes, you do. You have to listen to the commentary.
No. that's not required. So, but yeah, I think that you shouldn't be complacent. I think that there's a tough balance to strike here, right? Because on one hand, you can just completely get lost in all of the things to keep you busy, the bread and circuses, as mm-hmm. they might be called.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's what it is.
So you can get as lost in that as you want to and spend as much time on that as you want. All the while, of course, the government becoming more oppressive, becoming worse, bigger, you know, more involved in our lives in so many different ways, and regulating our businesses out of existence.
The people who truly get involved are few and far between. Even if you put a million people out there marching, there's still 300 million people here, so that's 1 in 300 people,
yes.
You know?
And getting a million people to march is pretty much impossible. I mean, at least in the United States, it's very, very hard. In some of the European countries, they seem to, you know, be able to...
Yeah, they'll go out and protest at the drop of a hat, but right. That just doesn't happen here.
Not yet. And that's the, you know, that's the thing. It's like, what does it take? What does it take to put Americans in a position where they're willing to do something? We've certainly seen people protest over police abuse. But a lot of the times they're protesting in the wrong places, like destroying storefront property or store windows or whatever of, you know, McDonald's or Walgreens or something like that.
Yeah, it's not gonna. If you're protesting the cops, why are you throwing a brick through Starbucks? I mean, come on.
So that's never made sense to me. And
you got your issues mixed up.
And those protests. Yeah, they don't come close to 100,000. I mean, they're not even probably 10,000 in most cases, yeah. Right? So, you know, is there something that's going to really set Americans off to where they're willing to actually get out and do something? And then, of course, as the one of the aides to, I think, Ronald Reagan was famous for saying, let them protest so long as they pay their taxes. So, let them blow off some steam. This is the government's view as well. You know, we have freedom of speech. We have freedom of assembly. Come on out. You can blow off all the steam. You want to go ahead and wave your signs, wear your hats,
whatever. Make your speeches.
Yeah, just, do your thing.
Just fill out those 1040s.
Right. Make sure you file your taxes, and then we don't care what you're protesting about. Because it's not going to change anything. And what will change something? Well, you mentioned, Michael, that there's a very small minority of people who are willing to do anything. Our idea that we've followed over the last several years was move to New Hampshire if you're a libertarian and concentrate your activism with other people who are of like mind. Turns out that actually works pretty well. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of 5-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's THEBESTEDPILL.com, the online doctor's office.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You want to get on the radio with us here on the Live Sunday edition with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Michael.
855-450-3733. And we've got a web forum. Not everybody wants to go into the Discord chat service because it's real time and it can be a little confusing, a little overwhelming, and it's hard to organize things.
Sometimes it's hard to keep up, too.
Yeah. So you want to organize conversation with other Free Talk Live listeners? The forum is the perfect place to do that over at forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. They'll take you right to our forum, which is actually a sub-forum, which is part of the larger Shire forums, which focus mostly on New Hampshire. But again, there's a section for Free Talk Live in there, so check that out. As we continue, once again, that's forum.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Doug. He's on the line in Illinois, listening online via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Doug.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
I haven't had the opportunity to tune into your show lately. I've had a lot going on. Did your show cover the Gillette boycott at all?
I don't know if it got any coverage.
Not that I've heard.
Not on the nights that I've been on. I'm aware vaguely of what happened. Can you recap it for our listeners?
Yeah, let's have a recap because I haven't even seen the video.
The commercial can pretty much be telling men that we shouldn't be violent, that we need to be reminded not to rape, that we need to be reminded, you know, not to engage in any type of inappropriate behavior. And, you know, look, my mom, prior to marrying my dad, had been involved in a relationship where she got beat daily. And
oh,
that type of man should be taken out and they should be shot. I completely agree with that. But I have watched on more than one occasion where a man and a woman will be having a verbal argument, and the woman will actually initiate by hitting, pushing, and attacking the man. And, you know, it can be part of human nature. We all have fight or flight. You know what I mean? And when you feel that you're under attack, you're going to hit back. Now, why do we men bear the burden all the time of reform? Why don't women ever get talked about, hey, you don't ever hit a man? Why do we continually men bear the burden of the type of reform? You know what I mean? That you know, oh, you should never hit a woman. Well, okay, well, what about educating women that they shouldn't hit men, you know?
Yeah.
Well, nobody should be hitting anybody.
No, I agree. But Doug's making a good point here, and that is there is a societal norm of men should not hit women. Even if a woman is beating on you, the claim is you're not supposed to hit back, which doesn't make any sense to me. I don't care who you are. If you want to start a fight, the other person, whether they're male or female, whatever, regardless of what is hanging or not hanging between their legs, ought to be able to finish the fight.
Right.
And that is to say, to fight back. So, and you're right, Doug, a lot of domestic violence incidents that don't go reported are female-on-male violence because, well, again, the society in which we live looks down upon a man who would, you know, admit that he's being beaten by his girlfriend or fiancé or wife. So that man, if he's getting a good beating, is probably not likely to call the police and let them know about it. So there's actually
My uncle and I were actually talking about it, and I didn't mean to interrupt you. He emailed me a link of a Dr. Phil video on YouTube, and I found it funny because, I mean, when you look at the demographic breakdown of the Dr. Phil show, they're overwhelmingly majority women. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they had a gentleman on there who talked about how he had been being attacked by the woman, and Dr. Phil told the man, look, if she should hit you, you run away. If she should come after you and continue to try to hit you, you run quicker. If you have to, you hide behind a door, but you do not ever hit her back. That can be the type of narrative that we're now pushing. I mean, what about the accountability for women? You know, I mean, nobody should have to put up with being hit.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, women say they want equality. Well, equality means if you strike somebody first, they should be able to hit you back in self-defense, regardless, again, of what your gender is. I'm with you, Doug. Thanks for the call tonight. Yeah. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free if you want to join us. That's 855-450-3733. That's not to say I think that you should escalate a fight. I mean, I do agree if you can avoid a fight, by all means, avoid the fight. But if you're cornered, and, you know, the only way out is to fight back, and it's a woman that's attacking you, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Sometimes you got to do what you got
to
do.
Let's talk to Michael in New Jersey, listening to WPG. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
You guys talk about Discord a lot, and I'm blind, but I have a friend here helping me, and I was hoping you could just do a two-minute rundown about Discord. Is it something that a business that has people-to-people-to-people relationship could create a Discord environment where they could constantly be talking and chatting and helping each other?
Actually, yes. A lot of, for instance, a lot of people in the cryptocurrency world, a lot of the crypto organizations out there, they have their own Discord. So Dash is a good example of that. Dash is a cryptocurrency. It stands for digital cash. Smart Cash has one as well. So there's probably one for most every cryptocurrency out there, if not more than one. So there's like an official one, and then there may be unofficial ones. Anybody can go and set up one of these Discord servers. They are the downside of it, though, is it is centrally managed, meaning that the Discord company, whoever it is that makes Discord, they run the servers ultimately. They're the ones who have ultimate control over whatever it is that you create. So you
are shutting conservatives down?
I haven't heard. That doesn't mean they may not.
I haven't heard anything like that, no.
I mean, there's a chance they could, right? Like, there's a chance that that could happen. Again, if somebody at a corporation decides they want to target a particular political affiliation, they certainly could do that.
Yeah, any centralized service could
say Ann Coulter or Milo or Alex Jones. I think there's an InfoWars Discord site.
There might be. Honestly, I don't run in those circles, so I would not be able to tell you. You know, we're libertarians, and from what we were told, our Discord server is the largest libertarian Discord server, so I don't know what else is out there or what has happened to them.
So they're individual. Are they virtual servers, or you have an actual server? Is it a virtual server?
It's a virtual machine.
It's
on
a
their
virtual server hosted by the Discord Incorporated.
Yeah. So
and what's their charge? How do they get paid? Where do they make their money?
That's a good question. I don't know how much money they make, but they sure as heck don't make a whole lot on probably 90, I would guess, 95%+ of their servers, because it costs nothing to create a Discord account, so the users aren't paying unless they want, like, a special tier. There is a special tier, I think, called Discord Nitro, mm-hmm. and they give the users, like, special, you know, like, GIFs that they can use, special little smileys, emoticons.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a freemium sort of thing.
But
and they do sell some merchandise.
Okay, yeah. But I've looked at the Discord Nitro, and for me, it's like, that's not attractive. So I don't know how many people are actually attracted to purchase that. And it's like $10 a month, so it's not cheap either to get the Nitro.
So everybody who would be part of, say, I'm launching a network marketing company, and I don't want to mention mm-hmm. names because I'm not here to promote it, but so everybody that if we were my team, I'm the launcher, was to have a Nitro account, then everybody else in order to participate would have to have a Nitro account as well. As that
no, no, I don't. No, I don't.
No, Nitro just gives somebody access to a few little bonuses, like giving them special stickers, you know, like little graphics that they can post or something mm-hmm. like
and
that.
And there's some games they can play, things like that.
Just use. It's basically useless. So, yeah, it would just give the Nitro user some sort of special status on the server as compared to the rest of the users. But, no, the people who have Nitro, and I don't know if I've ever even seen anybody that has this. I wouldn't even know what it looked like if somebody showed up with it, but yeah, it's just a server that you have Discord turn on. You then configure all the settings to your liking, so you know you can configure whatever moderation settings that you want. You create different channel names, different types of channels. So there's voice channels, and then there's text channels. So there's two different types of chat channels. And, you know, you can have different channels for different purposes. So if you're doing it for a company, then, you know, you can have, you know, there could be like a meeting room for a voice chat channel. Or there could be, you know, the questions for the newbie users who've come in, like a question room or something like that, support section. I mean, I don't know. There's different ways.
No, you did a great job in giving me ideas.
Yeah. Check it out. Again, they're not our sponsor or anything like that. I don't have any allegiance to Discord. It's something that we started doing last year because we for the longest time had what's called an IRC server, which stands for Internet Relay Chat.
But nobody used it. I didn't even know we had it for the longest time.
There were some trolls who found it and, you know, took it over basically at some point in the past. But IRC is just so old. The technology, you know, has not advanced in really any meaningful way.
That's 30 years old plus.
Discord, it's more modern. You know, drag and drop a picture in, it works. Drag and drop, you know, an audio file, whatever. So you can use it to kind of transfer files between users. And it also has the ability to do not just voice chat with a group, but you can do one-on-one. In fact, I believe it also has the video capability for the one-on-one kind of chats. Mm-hmm. So you can't create a video room where just anyone can join it, but if there's somebody on your server, you know, you want to talk to the vice president or something like that and he wants to meet with you, you could meet over Discord rather than using, say, Skype or Google Hangouts. So it has some of those capabilities as well.
You're a big help.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. I hope that did assist. It's discordapp.com is their site, by the way. Discord app, discordapp.com.
Thanks.
And like
very
I said,
much.
Thank you. They're not our sponsor. That's just the service we use for chat. We've used it for more than a year now, and it's actually been pretty cool. You can check out our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. Hour 3's next.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.